Hello and welcome to For the Record. This is my new podcast series where every week it will be a different topic for podcasts. For the first few weeks it will be my decision and then I'll bring in your guys' decision. But for you watching on YouTube and user Android users, you can get the app called SoundCloud right here on the Play Store or any, or even the Android market. But we're going to be uploading our EVPs, any paranormal happenings, to SoundCloud, and for you YouTube viewers, it'll be in the description bar below. So anyway, let's get on with For the Record, because we have my brother as a guest today. So please welcome Jisaran, or as you may know, Matt, or Chin from Chin and Thai. So please welcome.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm good. How's your shows going?
Getting there.
That's good. Anything done special today or vlogs? Anything?
Well, today we just got finished recording our very first episode of Declassified.
Yep, his podcast series.
Which I'm really happy about the outcome, to be honest. The audio was very good. Video will be going up on YouTube, whereas the audio will be going up to SoundCloud as well.
On the app or even on SoundCloud.com as well. So I've got a few questions for you. Okay. So the first one is, you've been watching YouTube videos for a lot of years, maybe even since it was founded, maybe 2005, 2006, I don't know. So who or what or even both inspired you to begin making videos on YouTube?
Well, it started a lot of years ago, that the only videos that I was making was game videos.
Mm-hmm. For game battles.
It started off because it was a game battles thing, and then I went off game battles.
Yep.
And started coming on to just making montages. And I still do make game videos from time to time, but it was really the Chin and Thai that really started with the vlogs. And the main reason for creating Chin and Thai, which was a mutual decision between me and Thai, Arvana, was we were in a race with you.
Yeah, to get more subscribers.
To get more subscribers for a certain amount of time. Can't even remember. Yeah, but they ended up, we ended up pretty close.
Yeah.
Getting the subscribers, you ended up with 6 more than us or something.
Yeah, user on
195.
And 201, so thank you all for your subscribers.
But we started off doing that, and then we faded out from doing that. After it was only 11 videos or something like that, and then we moved on to, I stopped for a while making YouTube videos, and then we started VQT.
Yeah, that was.
Which we haven't done in a while.
Yeah, we need to keep that going.
Yeah. But and then I just started making videos, and then I started with game videos, and then I kind of veered off that, because making game videos is good, but the whole process of sitting down and recording it and then editing it, it does get tedious after a while. So yeah. I started to do vlogs, which I love doing, because they're funny to do. It's nice to do, and you get to see people's weird sides, and you get to record it, and then the whole editing process is just fun to do. So
yeah, and then interacting with the audience as well is quite fun to do. The second question we've had is, besides science, because if you don't know, he is a lover of science. Tell him what we're going to do Monday, actually.
Monday in Queen's University of Belfast, there is a section of the Large Hadron Collider, which is a replica, and it says that it's a replica section where it's actually, if you've never seen the Hadron Collider, it's just this big pipe that goes down this big massive tunnel, all in a circle, and they're bringing a section of it, which is a replica, and you get to actually walk down the tunnel. There's going to be more physicists there and there's people that are to do with the Higgs boson that are coming there, and we're going to get to meet them. We're going to ask them some questions, which you should video put it in your vlog, because I'll be doing the same as well.
So staying on the question, besides science, would you be able to choose another favourite subject of yours, or
history?
Okay,
because history dictates the future.
And you love Hitler as well?
I do.
Or even just Germany? Yeah. Or Jeremy Fly. So if you could go back in time, now a lot of people say that they wouldn't go back in time because it would change everything, but if you could go back in time, change one thing and not have it affect your future, what would you change? Now obviously if you were to change your being Ginger, then it would affect your future of being Ginger, of course, but apart from that,
if I could go back in time to any time?
Yep. Like change something in your life.
it's a tough decision. Because, you know, everybody's one is go back and kill Hitler.
Mm.
But I wouldn't. Because...
But then talk about your life, like, in your...
Oh, in my life?
Yeah, in your lifetime. Like,
oh,
what would you
right.
go back and change about your life that wouldn't affect your future, that wouldn't change anything?
It wouldn't
happen?
Affect my future?
Yeah, like it doesn't change anything that has had already happened, or won't change anything that is about to happen. Unless it's better degrees or...
I wouldn't change anything. Because if you change something and it doesn't affect anything, then there's no point in changing it.
Well, apart, like, say if you were to go back and change that you had decided to stay on in college up in Lisburn, then obviously that would affect something.
Yeah.
But it doesn't change any other thing.
Oh, right, okay.
Is what I'm trying to say. Just badly worded.
Then again, still wouldn't change anything. Because I know right now in this moment in time, I like where I'm at.
Yeah.
I'm going to college. Doing YouTube videos. I've got loads of different series going on.
Yeah.
Like, me and you have a load of different series. We're basically filming.
Every day.
24/7, really, because...
You've got vlogs and you've got series that have to be recorded.
Yeah, we've got the vlogs.
Skype.
I've got the Skype, which you're always in,
yeah.
So therefore you've got the Skype too.
You've got Space Talk, which still has to be done.
Space Talk still has to be done. We've got our magic videos. We've got Declassified. You've got this
for
new
the
show.
And then I've also got skits, which will be featuring yeah. Chin and Thigh, or Matt
and Lana. And then we've got the Chin and Thigh video, so it really is just, it's... I know it is, it's a lot of videos. Like, we, in total, if we were to add up all together, we would we'd be recording like 8-9 hours a day, and I'm awake
yeah.
only like 8-9 hours a day. So really, no, I really enjoy it, because I wouldn't change anything, because I like where I'm at with the videos and with the progression route that we're making with the YouTube, and also I wouldn't change anything at all.
So, stepping away from YouTube, because you kind of said that there was no inspiration for making videos, that you just randomly uploaded game battles. So, for life, who do you admire? Who is your inspiration for life? Who do you look up to or admire, or they make you go, oh, I like that? Or...
To be honest, I don't. If I had to put in two categories, science and non-science, I'd be able to pick, but overall,
yeah, put in the two
science,
categories.
It would either be Neil deGrasse Tyson or Brian Cox, because they're just two of my favourite people alive. But if it wasn't science, I would have to say Ivan Moody.
Which is?
Ivan Moody is the lead singer of Five Finger Death Punch, and I'll tell you why. Because you know, my music changes all the time.
Yeah.
I could be going from listening to hardstyle like Headhunters to listening to Slipknot in an instant. My music, my favourite bands, my favourite singers always change, but Five Finger Death Punch and Ivan Moody always stay on the top.
Yeah.
And like I listened to Metallica the day for the first time in months, and even in the last couple of months I've been listening to Five Finger Death Punch all the time. It's always them. They have the wide variety, and the way he can sing and scream, and oh, it's just, he puts on an amazing show, and you know, I love him.
Yep. Okay, so if you could have one job for life, now this, you could have this job as well as having
astronaut.
Okay, yep. There we go with that astronaut then. Okay.
It's always been astronaut, and I know everybody. It's a very cliche thing, because everybody always in American movies. Growing up, what do you want to be? An astronaut. But this actually is an astronaut.
So what is your worst fear in life?
My worst fear in life?
No, not like, what are you most scared of? Snakes.
Yeah.
Your worst fear to happen to you in life?
It changes all the time. But if I had to say right now, it would be to not get to where I want to do. Because what I want to do is something along the lines of astronomy or astrophysics. And... But I would like to be able to keep up with the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
Because even though I started out with the intentions of beating you alone, it then turned into something else. Because even like I was going back and I was watching the video that I watched was the Chin and Thigh video of pitching a tent.
Yeah, I really enjoyed that.
I really enjoyed that. And then I realised that making those videos, even though you spend hours and hours in making those videos, the making of it is the best part.
Yeah.
And because you have a lot of fun doing it, you have a lot of extra footage left at the end. Like yesterday's, well, today's vlog, I had something like just over 3 hours of footage left over, which just got completely wiped.
Yeah.
But, you know, you have some of the ones like, that, like the one that I can't stop watching is in today's vlog for mine, where I shoot Undertaker because I got all three of them in the row.
Yeah.
And I shot Undertaker down and I just walked away going, I fucking quit. And, you know, it's making those videos that even though I'm making them now, for now, I can come back to them in 10 or 15 years' time if somebody doesn't like my YouTube account. That I can watch them and then you can reminisce and be like, that was a really great time. So, probably I'd have to say, if I didn't get to what I was want to do, and you know, still be able to do the YouTube thing, that'd probably be.
So this is the final question for you, because I just added this in while you were talking, mm-hmm. and for yous that probably aren't watching, I am writing down his answers for future interviews to come for yous that probably can't see. If YouTube was to close, now let's say that it doesn't. Let's hope that it doesn't. If YouTube was to close for good and everybody got a warning from it and it wasn't an April Fool's prank.
That was a very good one.
Yeah, what would your last video be and would you go out with a bang?
My last, that was a very good question. My last video, what would it be? I don't know. My last video would probably be because I don't, you know, in terms of other YouTubers, I don't get that many views.
Okay, yeah.
But every view matters, and anyone that has ever watched any of my videos, or ever commented, or even thumbs up, or even thumbs down, I would like to just say thank you for just watching my videos. Because, mm-hmm. you know, the worst thing about making a video is you sit for hours. Say, because editing and rendering including and that can take up to like 10 hours.
Yeah.
And if the worst thing to do is if you spend that amount of time and you don't even get one single view,
mm-hmm. yeah.
that has never happened to me because I've obviously got at least one view. And I would just like to say to everyone, thank you for watching. Even if you didn't like it, or if you commented and said, it's a shit video, or something like that, still thank you anyway.
So, right, I've just thought of a couple more questions that haven't been written down. It's just coming. I had a really, really good question to ask you, and I can't remember it now.
That's why you should
have wrote it down. I really should have wrote it down, because it popped into my head. A lot of people would say that people change when they get subscribers.
Yes.
When they gain, like, you've got 196,95.
Mm-hmm.
People say whenever they get, like, become partners, like 100,000, they forget the people who were there from the beginning.
That annoys me.
Yeah. You wouldn't, so what would you say to those fans who've stuck from the very beginning to the very last video of yours?
I've always had this image in my head that, because see if I was to ever get to that amount of subscribers,
yeah,
probably more than likely won't, but if I ever do get to that amount of subscribers, or even anywhere near it, I know that it's hard to get there. So every single person that has clicked the like button or clicked to even view my video, I would appreciate that, and that if they were to, you know, send me a message on YouTube and say, listen, I would like you to give me a shout out in one of your videos or something, I would look at their YouTube and go, right, they actually do put in quite a bit of time, and then I would give them a shout out and I would do everything that I could do to help them to get to that place. Because you do see it a lot where people, you know, get a load of subscribers and then they just start making crappy videos just to get by, get the money, and then just completely forget about everyone that got them there. And it really annoys me. So the best thing that I could do would be, once you get to that place and that amount of subscribers, look back in your videos when you only had 10 or 15 subscribers, and then you realise that, you might even do it now, that you look back and whenever people had less subscribers, their videos were better.
Mm-hmm.
Because they put in a lot of time, and now once they got to the load of subscribers, they kind of went, I've gotten there now, so there's no point in really trying anymore. I know, I would try to get to people, like, everyone that's ever viewed my videos, I would try to get them where I am.
Yeah.
And I would do my hardest to get them there, so.
Well, Okay, this is definitely the final question because we are quite a lot went into this. If somebody came to you for help and asked you, say you did reach that 10,000, 100,000, 200,000, 1 million subscribers, mm-hmm. somebody messaged you and they were lucky enough for you to have 1 million and read it.
Yep.
And they were like, can you help me? How would I gain a lot of subscribers? What would your best advice be to them?
Best advice is, because you see people doing it a lot, and I'm no stranger to it, I'm probably one of the worst people for it, is they make a load of shitty videos and upload them rapidly. Mm-hmm. Just constant uploads. I would say slow it down. Make one video, even if it's one video a day, make it good so the people would want to watch it, and then put it up, and then if it needs be, and because if they're messaging me and I know that they've either commented, subscribed or whatever to me, I will give them shout outs. I will give you more than one shout out. I will give you a shout out in almost every one of my videos if that's what it needs to be. But just make sure you have good quality content that people would want to watch.
Yeah.
You know, and one thing that I've always wanted to do is, because the main reason is why I veered off games was because YouTube is just becoming gaming video central.
Mm-hmm.
It's just video games, Call of Duty, Gears of War, Halo, just all that. Make up a series or something that's different, that not many people do. Excuse me, like this here, your series For the Record, mm-hmm. or my series Declassified, you know, not many people do it, so it's different, so people go, oh, wait a minute, what's this, watch that, and you never know, it could become a big success.
Yeah, the thing, I don't get asked, but I see, like, a lot of famous YouTubers get asked, how would you start off? I have to say, for one person, if it wasn't for this one person, I probably wouldn't have the 200 subscribers that I have. And his YouTube channel is Ergo6667. And I always got that wrong when I began blogging. And he always had a comment about it, and it was so funny. But him and Kevin Nolte, or Nolts, I think his name is, Kevin, he created the YouTube Orbit, and Ergo kind of just took over. And you vlog every day for a full year, and all the other orbiters are encouraged to watch and like and comment your videos and subscribe. That really helped me, because on my fourth or fifth orbit video, I did have maybe 6 or 7 comments, but that's 6 or 7 comments more than what I did get in my first video. I had 60 subscribers. They're a really good way to get your videos out there, so that's one way. And if you have another way, share it, you know.
I'd like just good quality content and
I message you.
Yeah. But if I was to give one way and one really helpful piece of advice would be to go to check out this YouTuber's videos, Boogie2988.
Yeah.
Go and look at his videos. Now you can look at his videos like his Francis videos or his Jesse videos or whatever, but the ones that I watch the most are his story time videos. Whenever it's just him sitting down and he's having a chat and it's a serious talk,
mm-hmm.
and you look at some of the comments and people are just going, you're a hero, because he's sitting down and all he's doing right now is to sit down, look at that camera, give his point of view, and that's it. And the way he does it and the way he delivers himself, the way he talks very clearly, and just do it like he does. Just something like that, you know, Boogie2988, story time. Watch that. That's it.
So there you go. That is the interview with Just a Rant Done. Our helpful tips on, hopefully, how you would gain YouTube subscribers, but it's definitely how we did it. This is For the Record. You can check him out at www.youtube.com/chinandthigh/JustaRyan/FohemKwa/
I have a mountain.
He has a mountain. But thank you so much for watching this. And hopefully you'll stay tuned for the daily vlogs and for some skits featuring him and Thai. Thank you so much for watching For the Record. And you say the final goodbye.
Thank you for watching his For the Record. And thank you for having me.
No problem.
And I can't wait to see what more of the series brings. So, goodbye, and we'll hope to see you next time.
Goodbye. Thank you.
That was good.
What I did is hit the...